I like going to festivals myself. I'm not a camper. We tend to go for the one-day ones.
Yeah.
But the great thing about festivals is that you see you always see something unexpected.
Mm.
Either it's a band that you've heard, but you don't realise how good they are until you see them live, or it's somebody you've just never heard of. And I think it's really good for up-and-coming bands as well, because it's very hard to get people to come and watch you if you're an unknown band. But a festival, people will go to a festival and they'll just watch all the bands that are on, even if they don't never heard of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not going to get anybody to come and see you at the Robin.
Yeah,
yeah. No, it's right. No, it's excellent. I mean, we're doing the same thing. We've been to a couple of festivals and you just think, oh, I'll just potter into the beer tent and there's a new band up coming. You just listen to them and think, okay, but it's genius. And you'd have, if you'd have an advert for them at the Robin, you wouldn't have gone.
Exactly.
No, excellent.
The next track you've picked, classic band, legendary band, Little Feat.
Yes.
Why?
Well, this goes back to the 70s yet again. One of the big influences, I think, on my musical tastes growing up in the 70s was the old Grey Whistle Test.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my parents used to let me stay up to watch it.
Yeah.
And I stopped watching Top of the Pops because it was that good. People like Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, yeah.
Singer-songwriters, rock bands, Alex Harvey.
Yeah.
They would never get on Top of the Pops, would they?
But no.
I saw all these bands on and singers on the Whistle Test, and one of them was Little Feat. And I've loved the band ever since, and they're still going. Still.
Ever seen them?
Yes, saw them at Wolverhampton Civic.
Is that with Lowell George? Was he with them?
No, it was after Lowell George, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But they were still terrific.
Excellent.
Well, the track you've picked, the one and only,
Dixie Chicken.
Happy days.
Superb.
It's
just brilliant, isn't it?
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's just not bad. Little Feat, Dixie Chicken. Right, we go into a little bit of prog just to end up our little section.
Yes, not 70s prog, but a prog band that is very much still with us. In fact, I'm getting two in one here.
Yeah.
Because it's a song by one prog band performed by another one.
Yes. Now,
Blinking, double progging.
Double prog.
Now,
Peter Jones.
Yes.
The wonderful Peter Jones, the genius that he is.
He is a musical genius.
He is. It's incredible, incredible. But we were just talking off air, wasn't we, about how we kind of got to know Peter Jones. I got to know him a little bit through him playing on the Encircled album. Second album, he did a keyboard. No, on the third one, sorry, he played a keyboard solo, which is a big pinch me moment. But you kind of got to know him a little bit better, didn't you? Than that,
I did. Well, I got to know him through a band called Big Big Train, who we both know.
Yes,
And he's a big Train fan. There's lots of bigs there, and he was on their Facebook page, people rave about him. So I looked him up on YouTube and thought, this guy is incredible. He plays everything.
Yeah.
He plays keyboards, guitars, anything you can blow into, sax, etc. And I found out his email address and contacted him, and we ended up chatting offline. And he also plays in Camel.
Yep.
Unfortunately, they've just had a cancel their tour, but he plays keyboards and saxophone for Camel.
But that gave him the ump.
But the genius records he makes at home, he plays everything. So he just lays all the tracks down himself, playing everything. And I discovered, apart from buying all his albums, that he'd done a cover of a Big Big Train song. So I thought, perfect. two in one. So,
well, let's have a listen. I haven't heard this before, so I'm quite excited. But the track you've picked by Tiger Moth Tales.
Yes, that's Pete's that's his brand name. Isn't it? Yes.
But
it's really, it's just him.
Yeah, and the track is
Last Train.
End of the road, he's travelling, waiting for trains that never, ever come. They've all gone. End of the final day, light fades and moves away to the north. This will never come again.
Isn't it good?
Fabulous.
Oh, brilliant. You've been on stage with Peter Jones, haven't you?
I have. Not performing with him.
Yet, as yet.
I was his guide human. Because he's blind, he needs somebody to get him on and off stage. And I helped him get a sport gig at the Montford Hall, Leicester, with Marillion.
Mm.
And I said, can I be your guide human for the night? So, so it was brilliant. Yeah, I was obviously backstage with him and bringing him many pints of beer and
took him into the ladies' toilets, left him.
Yeah, fabulous night. And you were there as well.
I was there. I was watching you.
Yeah,
I was watching you. Got him.
Who's that clown with?
Oh, mate! Just what a great moment, though, and what a lovely, lovely man he is.
Yeah, and he just sat there in front of well over 1,000 people, and it was. It was total silence when he was playing, just him playing piano and singing. And he got the audience in the palm of his hand.
He had. Tony, it's been an absolute joy.
Yeah, thanks for coming down, Tony. It's very good of you, mate.
It's been
thank
a great
you.
Honour, you know, to follow in the esteemed footsteps of
Simon Trott,
of Andy Edwards and Steve Gould. And,
well, future guests are going to say the same about you.
Trust me.
Well, oh, they will.
We'll prompt them, won't we?
We're going to leave. You've picked a track by a band. It's, again, it's not the, you know, the main one off the album, a different track, isn't it? This is a solo-y version. But it's a band that I adore, a band that you love. And
I
that
do.
Is.
Marillion.
Oh, yes. And the track you've picked is.
I forgot.
It could be one of the million. You,
it, the
it?
Irony is the track's the memory of water.
It is.
So,
yeah.
So the irony of forgetting a track is beautiful.
And this is a live version, isn't it, from the Cadogan Hall, just H on his own at the piano.
Well, I think it's it is more or less. I did have 15-minute long tracks.
I know.
That I liked, but this,
but there's always next time.
Yeah. Good news, mate. Thank you for coming down. We'll leave you with this segment of Marillion.
And good luck with the Shadows gigs.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks
Take
for
care.
That.
I wonder if my rope's still hanging from the tree.